2 Tango Mobile.
UTG, KP4 CPA. How are you doing there, Rusty?
I heard you when you put your call out there a while ago, but I was trying to make a phone call and I had to leave a message, so now I'm around the corner and I can pay attention to both the car and you. I can talk to you, so I'm full of lunch. Just went to, had some Italian food for lunch.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, you were talking about paying attention. I'm so poor, I can't pay attention. But I'm glad you enjoyed your lunch there. I love Italian food.
Sitting at the Olive Garden, I went there for lunch today, and I always sit at the bar because I know the bartender. She treats me right when I'm going in there. So, in fact, I know both the bartenders. So, anyway, so it's always nice to go in there, and I've been going to this one for over 7 years, and the bartender's been there that long, so I know her, and her hubby works there, too. So, a lot of folks, and I give Katie, the manager, a hard time, too, when I feel like it, like I did a little bit today. So, you know, I know a lot of the folks that work there.
It's nice to go to places like that, especially, people know you, we started going back to this restaurant up the street from the house, and there's still some people there that were there several years ago, and they remember me. I was kind of surprised, but anyway. So, and right now I'm headed to tennis court. I usually don't play on Thursday, but we're leaving tomorrow for a 2-week trip, so I decided I want to get some more tennis in before I leave.
The places down in Florida to play tennis, that's one of the national pastimes down there. Of course, now pickleball is becoming very popular in a lot of places. And I haven't played that yet, not sure I want to get involved in that one. I haven't made up my mind. Anyway, there's a house over here on one of the roads that's just off this road I'm on. You can see them around the corner. I'll tell you what, they have got all kinds of junk in their yard.
I can't remember the name of the road. There's a little street that we take going over to my daughter's house in Powdersville, and it's a little cut through. And man, alive. It's unbelievable. The mess. Some of the yards are just covered in trash and toys. And, you name it, it's there. And it just looks awful. But, I don't know how people live like that. That'd drive me insane.
Well, among the prominent things in this yard is a travel trailer, about a 26, 28 footer. There's a bus in the yard. They've got some small buildings, some buildings they built up that are framed like with a round frame. They look like a Quonset hut, but they're smaller. Look like they're using them for growing stuff. There are goats in the yard. There's a horse that runs around in the yard somewhere back there every now and again, and every now and again it gets out. Let's see, they're building another building on one side that they're putting solar panels on top of, I guess, to provide power for that building. And let's see, there's a bunch of other things out there in that yard. I mean, just all kinds of various and sundry junk is the way I would put it.
Sundry items, yes, that's a good way, a good phrase to use there. Oh, me, I tell ya. Well, I'm gonna be taking my extra class book with me and my iPad, and I'm gonna be watching the videos and doing the answer questions and answers on the ARRL website. Because we're gonna drive this trip and just stop along the way and take our time going and coming, so I'll have plenty of time to study.
Like it, sounds like it, and I've got performances coming up. I got competition coming up next month up in Pinehurst, North Carolina. That's going to be up and back thing. Got Artisphere coming up. We're going to be working that on Thursday. I'm working that Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday I'll probably do some volunteer work that morning, and then on Sunday morning, and then we're performing that afternoon. We're on stage at 3:30 at the new stage they've got by the new hotel that's downtown. So, got a lot of performances coming up. Getting ready for that.
Sounds like you're going to be busy. And you said something about Florida. We're headed out to Galveston, Texas, so I don't think I'll be staying in Florida. which is fine with me. I mean, in fact, where we're going, and I've never been to Galveston. I've been to Texas. I've been to Dallas, but I've never. It's going to be an interesting trip.
I thought you said you were going to Florida. My mistake. Anyway, I thought you'd said something about Galveston the other day, and better you than me, you're going out there, because I know right now they've had snow out that way and all kinds of, wonderful weather out that direction and storms. One of the ham guy, a friend of mine that belongs to Century Club, he was talking about the storm. He lives out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he was talking about the storms they were getting out there, and they were of the wet electrical type, so, I'm not sure I want to go that way. And after listening to particularly if you were going over into the Northwest, they've been getting lots of snow in the last couple of days over there.
Well, my wife has a thing on her weather app, and she's for Galveston, and she's keeping an eye on the weather. It's supposed to be in the 60s and 70s, so during the day, so hopefully we won't see any snow.
Probably not. Well, I'm about to pull back into the yard, and I need to get out and check the mail when I pull in, so I'll catch you later, David. KB4CBA, W2T73s for now.
Enjoy this beautiful day. I'm pulling in the parking lot here at the sports club, so that was a good time, and glad you made it home in one piece. So we'll talk to you later, and have a, if I don't talk to you again before I get back, have a good have a good days the next 2 weeks. And we'll talk to you when I get back. 73 WU2T KB4 CBA Mobile.